This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Political meetings intensify as nomination date for presidential election nears. The Supreme Court Bar Association decides to draw attention regarding former Chief Justices or Justices contesting for presidential or vice presidential elections. Nepal's trade deficit stands at 825 billion rupees as per first half-yearly review. And at least two people die and more than 50 go missing after a mine collapses in northern China. Now the news in detail. Political meetings have intensified with the date for nomination of candidacy for the presidential election nearing closer. The presidential and vice presidential elections are taking place on coming March 9th and March 17th respectively. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda met Nepali Congress President Shyamabahadur Deuwa at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar yesterday evening to discuss contemporary political issues, including the upcoming elections for the new president and vice president. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda and CPNUML Chair KP Sharma Oli met at Balwatar yesterday itself. In the meeting, the two leaders discussed contemporary political situation and the elections of the President and Vice President. Likewise, the CPN Unified Socialist has decided to hold discussions with all political parties in the Parliament for unanimous consensus in the context of selecting the presidential candidate. Publicity Department Chief of the party, Jagannath Khatiora, said the meeting of the party secretariat at the party's central office yesterday discussed latest political developments as well as matters of leading political meeting with other parties. Similarly, the leaders of Loktantrik Samajwadi Party held discussion with Nepali Congress President Shyamabahadur Deuwa regarding presidential election. Talking to the journalist after the meeting, leader Sarat Singh Bhandari said the party proposed Mahanta Thakur as a common candidate for the presidential post and urged the Nepali Congress to support leader Thakur in the presidential election. The Supreme Court Bar Association has decided to draw the attention of the Election Commission to stop former Chief Justices or Justices from contesting for the post of the President or the Vice President of the country. Speaking at a press meet yesterday, Supreme Court Bar Association President Hari Sankar Niraula said the Election Commission would be reminded of the provisions in the Constitution and the law that disqualifies former Chief Justice or Justice from standing as the President or the Vice President. The Office of the Election Officer published a list of 881 voters, including the Federal Parliament and Province Assembly members, for the election to the post of the President and Vice President. Assistant Election Officer Amrita Kumari Sharma shared that the list of voters was published yesterday, as per the election program and voters' name approved by the Election Commission. As per the election timetable, complaint can be filed against the published names till 12 noon on February 23rd, and the final list of voters would be published on February 28 after necessary investigation in case of any complaints that are received. A meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday unanimously endorsed the bill relating to anti-money laundering and amendment of some acts on promoting business atmosphere 2023. In the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Turba Bahadur Pradhan, presented a proposal seeking consideration on the bill. Likewise, the House of Representatives Rules of Procedure Drafting Committee submitted its report in the House meeting yesterday. Chairperson of the Drafting Committee, Chitra Bahadur KC, presented the report in the House meeting. Earlier yesterday, House Speaker Devraj Khimire read out a letter from the Office of the President informing that President Bidya Devi Bhandari pardoned lawmaker Arun Kumar Chowdhury of his remaining prison term on the occasion of the Democracy Day. Lawmaker Chowdhury was a convict in a case of arson during a protest. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to more news now. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, paid a courtesy call on chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal yesterday. As shared by Nepal's secretariat in the meeting held at the residence of chairperson Nepal in Kotesur yesterday, they discussed the matters related to Nepal-China relations and various aspects of bilateral interest. Nepal's total trade deficit has crossed 825 billion rupees in the half-yearly review period of the current fiscal year 2022-23. The statistics published by the Department of Customs yesterday showed Nepal's foreign trade remained equivalent to a total of 1,012,597,000,000 rupees until February 12. Of this volume of foreign trade, the country imported goods and services worth 919 billion rupees and exported goods and services worth only 93.43 billion rupees. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Israeli troops have killed at least 11 Palestinians and wounded dozens more during a raid in the occupied West Bank. Explosions and gunfire sounded as troops entered the old city of Nablus on Wednesday morning, sparking armed clashes with Palestinian gunmen. The Israeli military said it killed three wanted militants holed up inside a house who refused to surrender. Several of those killed outside were civilians, including two elderly men. At least two people have died and more than 50 are missing after a mine collapsed in northern China. Chinese President Xi Jinping ordered a search and rescue mission following the collapse at around 5:13 p.m. local time on Wednesday. Six injured individuals have been rescued from the site so far. More than 200 rescue workers are at the scene, according to the state news agency Xinhua. The mine is located in the Alsa League in Inner Mongolia region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather will be partly cloudy at a few places in the hilly and mountainous areas of province number 1, Gandaki province and Karnali province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous region of province number 1 and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Political meetings intensify as nomination date for presidential election nears. The Supreme Court Bar Association decides to draw attention regarding former chief justices and justices contesting for presidential or vice presidential elections. Nepal's trade deficit stands at 825 billion rupees as per first half yearly review, and at least two people killed and more than 50 missing after a mine collapses in northern China. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.